Now time with Talk Troy girls basketball here in our locker room chats on FM 103.9 KNZA. Derek Jasper now, the head coach of the Trojan girls, joins us. And, well, Troy has been 1-1 since we've last talked to Coach Jasper. First on Friday, a tough one against Valley Heights, one of the top-ranked teams in the state, 72-30 loss. But a good bounce-back win last night against Onega, 60-32. So, Coach, let's talk more about this game first against Onega on Tuesday. What a solid win all the way around for your girls. I know Onega was a little shorthanded, but still a solid win for your girls. So let's start there. Just what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Onega had a lot of sickness. Only brought six girls total. We didn't get to play a JV game against them, so they're really unhealthy right now. So we kind of took advantage of that, I guess, and wore them down a little bit. Did some good things in spurts. They cut the gaps down to 15 or so a couple times, and we were able to make some shots and get it back up to about a 20-point margin. So a pretty comfortable win for us. Peyton England had 27 points, you know, one of the highest totals our girls have put up for a long time. So big game for her. And we had some other people step up and play some pretty good roles in that game too. But a really nice win and a league win. And actually our third league win of the year so far on this season. And that might be our highest total in the last 3 or 4 years. So we're doing a little bit better, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and then going back to last Friday, I mean, you knew going in Valley Heights is a pretty dang good team when they returned pretty much everybody from last year. But how good just is Valley Heights?
Oh boy, they're a really good ball team, and you know, they're so strong and physical on the defensive end that just make everything difficult for you. And I thought we showed some good patience early and kind of moved the ball around and tried to slow the game down a little bit. And then you look up and you're down 12, and then our girls start thinking, "Hey, we got to start trying to catch up," and you're just not going to do it that way. And basically on defense, you kind of have to pick your poison, and we chose to let them try to fire some from the outside, and I think Kat Torber hit like 4 threes in the first half, so when they're on from behind the arc, they will be really tough out for anybody, I would say.
So now you're looking ahead. You've got the TVL tournament coming up this weekend, but still one more game before that. Coming up tomorrow night, you'll have Jeff County North coming to town, so now what do you look at here in this final game before the tournament?
Yeah, a fun game for us against an old DVL opponent. And, you know, Coach Noll and I think, are pretty good friends. So really like competing against him and really like competing against JCN, and kind of brings back some of the old rivalry we had from the DVL. So we still like to play some of those teams every once in a while and kind of see how we stack up with them. And I think it'll be a very competitive game. I know both of us got 2 or 3 wins apiece. So probably a game both of us are looking forward to see how it will go. So very important for us. Another home game for us. We haven't lost at home yet, so that's a real good thing. So I'd like to keep that streak going before we head into the TVL tournament on Saturday.
Well, Coach, with that, we wish you the best of luck tomorrow night against Jeff County North and in the TVL tournament coming up this weekend and next week. So thank you so much for taking the time, though. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. That's Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls, joining us on our locker room chats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.